Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Steven Universe is I like Steven Universe, but my problem with a lot of Cartoon Network's lineup right there is it's very boy heavy in terms of like its content.
Steven Universe is three females and one boy.
But the male, that's like the only one that I can make a justification for, but the still the main character is a boy. Like there's no shows with like real female leads in it for, and I'm just saying this as a father of a girl, so I would like to have something at least, you know, I appreciate that Steven Universe has like powerful female characters and Teen Titans Universe as well. Like that, but that's a team show. But I would like something where there was a girl character.
It's called The Legend of Korra.
That's a little old for Penny, though.
You mean for damn wiener kids?
Legends. First of all, your farts stink worse than usual. And like I could still smell it. And, you know, that was like done like 2 minutes
ago.
Can
you taste it, Joe?
I mean, and I probably wouldn't make this complaint if I didn't have a daughter, which is fine. But you know, as a father of a daughter, I would like my kid to be able to watch a show that's not Littlest Pet Shop.
What about My Little Pones?
Or My Little Pony that actually has a female character and is like a strong female lead for her age. You know, she's only 3 years old, so, but she loves watching cartoons. And, you know, we watch Steven Universe and
Adventure Time.
Gumball. Yeah, Adventure Time.
I fucking love Gumball. Yeah. She was so good. She was so good.
What's the other one? Not Steven. What's the other one that's it's like Steven Universe with the boy character. Clarence. She likes Clarence.
That did not strike my fancy. No. I was not a fan.
What about Uncle Grandpa?
I hate Uncle Grandpa.
Oh my
is
God.
The worst thing. So
Penny
so,
loves Uncle Grandpa like nobody's. I like Uncle Grandpa because it reminds me of Don Martin cartoons from Mad Magazine, and that makes me laugh because like I was a kid when I used to read that. So, but
Annoying Orange was the worst thing on Cartoon Network, and they shit canned it.
Thank God, because Annoying Orange was terrible.
Yes, and then they replaced Uncle Grandpa, and I'm like, God damn it!
I like Uncle Grandpa. Actually, Uncle Grandpa kind of. I follow through with Uncle Grandpa just because it's like, this is a really dumb show, but it does have some really funny parts.
It definitely seems like
parts.
A super stoner show.
It really kind of, and a little kid show, because Penny fucking loves it.
Little kids and super stoners frequently operate on
the same
wavelength.
Level. It's just one of those things. So like when you actually look at the Cartoon Network schedule, there's no show with a strong female lead. The only exception would be Teen Titans Go, but that's like a team show. And she likes that. She likes Starfire and Raven, which is great because then I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm going to buy a Starfire Raven toy for her. Oh, wait, they all have gigantic breasts and are wearing bikinis. This is not what I want.
Don't they have Teen Titan Go toys?
They don't really. They have like little statuettes that are about like an inch or 2 inches tall, so that's what I ended up buying for her. Because she just happened to have, like, a bunch of other superheroes. She likes all superhero
stuff.
That's
surprising that they don't have toys for the show.
I know. Tell me about it. I'm like, hey, DC, I will give you money. Like, this is not, like, this is a no-brainer for me. Penny likes the show. I will buy her toys for the show. I mean, even if the figures were, like, $10, $12 each, I probably would pick them up for her. I picked up, like, the DC animated stuff. She got Wonder Woman and Supergirl and all that fun stuff. But why what's going on here? So, I don't know. It's kind of annoying for me. Because you gotta get good toys for her. And, you know, Marvel, even though Marvel does function slightly higher than DC when it comes to, like, feminine equality, still, even all their toys, it's like, you know, hard is to find a fucking female toy? It's just fucking hard. They're always the chase figure in those fucking boxes that you get. It's like, oh, we have 18,000 Captain America and Hulks, but we have one Miss Marvel, so...
Don't forget about the variant Wolverine with the purple and brown togs. This is super sweet.
Is Wolverine
He's got half bone and half metal claws.
Is Wolverine in Arctic camo gear? Fucking Arctic camo Batman. Worst figure ever.
What about underwater action Batman?
Yeah, but you could take him in the bathtub.
You could take him in the bathtub.
If you're in a sunny environment that does not get snow, Arctic camo Batman is a really useless figure.
It's true. Not bad around here, though.
No, not bad around here, especially in the winter months. In the
blustery winter
months.
It's
going fucking cold this year. All right, aside from that.
When is it not?
Yeah. So this may be our last podcast. Just to let you guys know out there, this is Game Classy. I'm your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is Steve. No funny comment here.
Esteban.
De la Muerto.
Actually, I got a... I don't know why that reminded me of, but I got an email about the...
My luchador name?
No, not your luchador name.
Oh.
About the RPG that we did last week with Cliffhanger. And someone said that we should make that a regular segment. So
of what? Making up RPGs about Cliffhanger?
No, RPGs about action movies.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought he specifically wanted us to dedicate some time to like role playing Cliffhanger every so often. I'd be like, this is gonna be the same thing. Yeah. Climbing a mountain.
He said that we should do it with more Sylvester Stallone movies like Cobra or
Cobra's a good movie.
Yeah, but I don't really know anything about Cobra. I saw Cobra like maybe twice in my lifetime.
He drives around and is a giant gun.
Yeah. doesn't he have an Uzi? I don't remember.
He has a very large pistol at some point in the film.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But I think we could do it with any action movie, like perhaps Point Break or something like that.
All right, roll the dice. Fire the gun in the air.
I scream and I shoot my gun up in the air.
Yeah, roll the dice. All right, it looks really cool.
No, roll the dice. You do not.
No, you drop the pistol.
And you shoot yourself in the balls.
Ooh, that's gonna
be some
damage.
Did you roll a one? Yeah, I rolled a one. Let me see it. No, you can't see it. No, let me. You know, now I have to see the die. Oh, I moved it. I already bumped into it. Sorry about that. But I don't know why Esteban made me think that. But for whatever,
it isn't just Esteban. It's Esteban.
Esteban
de los Muertos.
That's your luchador name.
Yeah.
But we are. This might be our last show because Games Workshop is hiring for a new CEO, and they. They put it out on their website that they're looking for a CEO. I don't know why they're doing it this way.
They contacted me at my private residence.
Did they PM you?
Yeah, they're scouting me pretty hard.
They're scouting you pretty hard. So, Steve, what would make you let's role play for a little bit here.
Okay. Like,
this is a gaming podcast. We're going to role play. I'm going to role play as the Games Workshop head of HR, I guess, or just the HR employee that's looking for the CEO.
Okay, so you're DMing this.
I guess I'm DMing this.
Okay.
And you are going to be the application. You're the applicant for the position of CEO.
Got it.
Okay. I wonder if they call it that, the HRDM. That'd be a great position name. All right. So, Steve, it says here that you're interested in being the CEO of Games Workshop.
All right, I definitely scanned the room looking for any treasure or any traps that could possibly be around.
Do you have any dice here? I don't have any dice.
I definitely have a bunch of dice.
Yeah, I just don't see them. Oh, hold on. All right. You see in the corner a stack of dark Eldar sprues.
Oh.
Yes.
I see. Does my opponent look like he could possibly be thwarted by me hurling sprues at him?
No, he's about 5'8". Looks like he's from
Liverpool.
No, Northampton. He's from Northampton.
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 All right. Then
you don't get to roll.
I'm using my charisma check.
You don't get to roll. I'm the DM.
I'm using a charisma check to make a swarthy comment about Hamish's mom.
I roll.
That's not how role playing works.
Yes, it is. You make a swarthy comment about Hamish's mom. So that does not answer his question. This is an NPC, man. It's not like an actual foe you're fighting. He just wants to know what would make you qualified.
Dude, I'm going to defeat him in social combat.
Okay.
All right. What would make me qualified to run Games Workshop? I don't know. Fuck him. I want a bunch of money.
Okay.
Hire me. I'll take some money and I'll leave. I'll be just like the last guy.
Okay. Well, that seemed to work for us for a little bit. what changed?
More reprints.
What?
I'll reprint Blood Bowl limited edition special release.
Oh, so you're talking then, about like how they just reprinted Space Hulk.
Yeah. anytime you need an influx of cash, you just reprint a game and then you put it back in the, you just play it like Disney, like, "Well, you better get it before it goes back in the vault. You might never see it again."
That's what I would do. I hate that for Disney, but I think that might actually work for Games Workshop, like limited edition box sets that just come out and come back every 5 years, maybe with some updated rules or something.
Updated rules.
Yeah.
This is why you'll never be CEO and I will.
I know.
And as a matter of fact, speaking of rules, I think it can really bring the game in a bold new direction. What we're going to do is for each edition, we're actually just going to take different parts of older editions and copy and paste the text. So for, what is it, 9th edition, I believe, now?
A fantasy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's 9th. Yeah.
It would be ninth, yes.
So for ninth edition, we're going to take the fluff of first ed, you know, make sure everybody can really sink their teeth in for the veterans. And then we're going to take, you know, flight rules from fifth, combat resolution combat resolution.
You got me hard right here, man.
Combat resolution from six.
Oh, nice. What about flanking? Can I flank?
Flanking rules we're going to take. Or we're going to take most of the combat modifiers. Resolution is going to be from six, but modifiers, those are probably going to come from seven. And then we'll take the charge rules from
boner
eight.
Boner going down.
And then we'll take...
boner going down more.
I don't care about your boner. You're possible Games Workshop customer.
I know.
Your boner is the least of my concern. Aww. The only boner I care about is my
HRDM.
Stockholders' boners.
Oh, okay.
Who I'm going to save all this money by not hiring new writers, just copy-pasting. So when the new the Deldar book comes out, it's going to have... no new content. It's just going to be shuffled around content.
What's this Dark Eldar book you talk about?
The Deldar.
All I've ever seen from Games Workshop are these codexes that come out with stupid fucking names like Adeptus Dildocus and shit like that. And I'm just like, what is this book even for? Is it for... That's an Imperial Guard book. Then what does it fucking say, Imperial... Oh my God, I got to tell you a funny fucking story about Game Store. So I was at LGS and... this guy, I was just talking with him and it was great, and we were talking about just 40k fantasy, and you know,
I believe we should call them
Ligs.
Yeah, and if they're nice, we should call them Fligs. Yeah,
well, this is a Ligs.
All right, you were at a Ligs.
I was at a Ligs, and I'm sitting there and I'm talking with this guy, and he, you know, he's an older guy, and he goes, yeah, I played 40k for a long time. My kids played, you know, he's an older guy, and he's like, my kids played 40k. I was mostly into railroads, and then they started using my railroad stuff for 40k. So I kind of got into it, and he's like, oh, that's great. And he's like, yeah, they were really into the Imperial Guard. And I was like, oh, yeah. So yeah, the Astra Militium or whatever they're calling it now. He goes, yeah, you know why they can't call them Imperial Guard? Because Disney bought Star Wars and they own Imperial Guard now. And then the Dwayne, who I was playing against, goes, I don't believe that story at all. It was just like the perfect like cap to it. Like, I don't believe that story at all. it's true, because like, everything is now like saviors of the... penis
butt verse
shit like that. I'm like, what is this even for? I don't know this. I'm like, this is bullshit.
Great balls of the emperor.
The great balls of the emperor. The emperor's balls. Oh, that's gonna be my chapter.
The emperor's balls.
Yeah, just do a space marine chapter, but paint them like flesh, and have their shoulder pad be black, but a pair of testicles drawn onto it.
I think you should just use a black static grass for pubes and get that done.
I don't want it. What chapter symbol has 3D methods onto it? So what I want to do is
don't give them a chapter symbol. They're mysterious. Like, I don't know, like the Rainbow Warriors or something. They didn't have a symbol for a while. Rainbow Warriors.
With the powers of the rainbow. Red, blue, green. We have another 80s cartoon going on here.
The Rainbow Warriors.
The Rainbow Warriors.
They could have a crossover with the... with Dinotaurs?
The Dinotaurs. Dinotaurs and Rainbow Warriors.
Dinotaur and Rainbow Warriors Power Hour.
They could grow out like the Gobots and Rock Lords.
The awesome Tad Rex.
Rock Lords. God damn it. I had some Rock Lords too. What a fucking stupid toy. I mean, they were cool.
It was a rock. And then it turned into a guy. It's like, yeah, I'm ready to battle.
I had their leader, Granite, and the sidekick, Nugget, who was a gold Rock Lord, because he turned into a rock. I think that was the Rock Lords the Gobot one, or was...
I believe Rock Lord... I thought Rock Lords was a He-Man spin-off.
Yeah, but there's another one that was a...
He-Man.
Yeah. There was another one that was like a Gobot.
Fabulous secret powers were given to me.
I say, hey, what's going on?
It's good stuff.
It's one of the greatest things ever. Oh, that's a good He-Man.
That's a pretty sweet He-Man costume with the inflatable muscles.
Yeah, Halloween's coming up, so Steve is going as a Steven Universe character. Oh, I'm not supposed to tell people?
You spoiled it.
All right.
Oh, actually, you didn't actually spoil it, because you just said what I'm going from, so.
Yeah.
We're all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one will guess I'm secretly going as Squidward.
SpongeBob.
You would make the worst. Like, you look nothing like Squidward.
Absolutely
you would
nothing.
Be the worst Squidward
it
ever.
It would be awesome. I could have the clarinet and just be like, ah.
Yeah, but okay, so getting back to what we were originally talking about with Games Workshop.
My nose isn't fairly large enough at all.
Yeah. What do you think? Why are they putting... Why did they put it online? Do you think it was just for fan service, or... Because they're obviously going to hire Tom Kirby's wife, is what they're going to do. Everyone knows that. But why did they put that on there?
There is no way to use logic, reason, or any sort of scientific method to explain Games Workshop. Because Games Workshop is fucking random, and they're just going to do whatever. They don't even, like, they might say they care about money, and people might always be like, they're so greedy, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I mean, they might do some things that are like, oh, hey, we're trying to rake you over the coals for the cash here. But they're fucking random as piss. Yeah. They're just like, we're doing this. Maybe, I seriously think the Games Workshop planning is like they have a giant dartboard that has everything that Games Workshop's ever done, and they just keep making the dartboard bigger. So they never take a piece away, and they just keep throwing darts at it.
I mean, because it's like,
I thought my idea was good. Just rehash everything.
Yeah.
Make it look nicer.
Well, I did. That's my idea for,
I'll fire all the writers.
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, so no one's playing Fantasy. What do we do? Well, why don't we bring back Fantasy to when people were playing it? Okay, 6th edition. Boom. Re-release 6th edition. Call it 9th edition. Call it a day. Fucking fantastic. I'd be like, hey.
Definitely you should get rid of Lapping Round, though.
You don't like Lapping?
No.
I always like Lapping.
I don't like Lapping Round.
I played Hobgoblins.
I don't like Lapping Round. Sneaky Gits. I don't like removing casualties. So if they can get rid of those two things.
Well, I don't think you're going to get rid of removing casualties, but Lapping Around doesn't exist pretty much anymore either.
Yeah, I know. But that's okay. Because I don't care. If I want to play a game with a lot of guys, I'll just play Kings of War.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
2 seconds to play.
As a guy who likes playing Fantasy, I would be the first person to go, like, if they said, like, yeah, fuck it, we're just bringing back 6th edition, it's 9th edition. It's to say, or just go, here's 9th edition, I look at the rules, and it's just like, it's literally the 6th edition rule book, just with the cover
with
cut
new,
off.
New and cover, and it's $100.
Yeah. And I'll be like, all right, I'm for this. Who wants to play?
You spent $100.
Delanois, you want to play?
You spent $100 on a rulebook you already own.
I'd be like, Delanois, let's play some Fantasy. I bring out my beautifully fucking painted Empire army. He's like his unpainted Delanois. Well, I shouldn't say unpainted. The Delanois Gray Dwarves.
Yes, Delanois Gray.
Or actually, probably Delanois Silver because he's that old of a player.
Delanois Grilver because there's probably going to be some plastic.
Yeah. Ah, I like that. Yeah. The Delanois Grover Dwarf army. And I'd be like,
the
God
mighty
damn it.
Grilver.
It's really funny playing bolt action.
I think you mean butt action.
Butt action, playing butt action with like someone like Lyson and even Dave Max and, you know, all these people who have these beautifully painted armies and we're all out there playing around. And then there's like the Delanois Grilver, Grilver. The Grilver army in the corner. We're just like, God fucking damn it. You can't take a picture of this beautifully painted game because you got this like unpainted howitzer in the fucking corner. It's like fucking A. Hold to a higher level.
Why didn't someone just paint his toys for him?
Oh, it's going to come to that eventually. I don't think he wants it. He doesn't want anyone touching his beautifully cleaned models.
It's true. He does spend an insane amount of time in some of these models for someone who's never going to have a piece of paint touch them.
Yeah. Okay, so back to what we were talking about. I took all these fucking tangents. I think the CEO thing is just, I think they're trying to do some community outreach after Tom Kirby acting as the emperor.
Let me just make the jerky motion right here. Yeah.
Well, I mean, remember back in the Games Workshop. The community reach around. Back in the day, not that Games Workshop had a ton of community interaction. They tried with Forum, and then someone said, like, fuck Games Workshop about the Forum. They're like, whoa, shut it down.
Shut it all down. Somebody said, we're dicks. Shut everything down.
But yeah, they used to have some community interaction, so maybe now that Tom Kirby's gone, they might go back to that. Because Tom Kirby was probably like, I don't understand the internet. Why are we selling things on the... Why are people selling our stuff on the internet?
Why was I programmed to feel shame? Yeah.
But yeah, so maybe they're trying to get back to a little bit of this community outreach. They should hire... Like, they'll hire someone from the outside as a banana dick... As a banana republic. It's like when Putin stepped down as president of Russia for a little bit and they brought in that other guy, Medvedev.
The banana republic guy?
Yeah, the banana republic guy. And they brought in that one guy and then it was like...
They got some terrible shorts.
And then Putin was like, it doesn't matter. I'm the supreme overlord of Russia for now anyway. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be they're going to put in a CEO, but it's really going to be Tom Kirby pulling the strings like some sort of dictator, like a puppet master.
A puppet regime?
Yeah, like Cheney was in the early 2000s.
Lon Cheney?
Yeah, Lon Cheney, the man of a thousand faces.
Yes. Good but stuff.
Yeah, quite like that. So that's my opinion on the matter. Not that it matters two fucks. Hey, you want to talk about the Dark Eldar?
No.
Actually, those models look pretty good.
I never want to talk about Games Workshop, ever.
I like that model a lot. The models that then they came out.
I didn't even look at them. I don't follow anything Games Workshop
anymore. They're too
fucking
expensive. I would never buy them. But I mean, if they were within my price range, I'd be like, oh, it
actually, if you posted on the Game Classy Facebook page, I actually look at it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know nothing what's going on with Games Workshop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just taint worth my time.
Want to talk about some games? Some games that like we actually play.
Mm.
Okay.
Can you talk about butt action more?
So anyway, you know, we talk about Cryptozoics card games a lot because we like the methods. I like the DC one. Steve likes the Lord of the Rings and the Aliens one.
Alien is not Cryptozoic.
Oh, that's the other one.
That's Upper Deck. It's totally
the Upper Deck. Okay. Yeah, they do the Legendary, right?
Yes.
The Marvel Legendary. Yes. But yeah, but you like the Lord of the Rings one, the Cryptozoic one.
And the Hobbit.
And the Street Fighter one. Yeah. And you like the DC one, you just don't think it's like super balanced.
Yeah, the second DC one was much better.
The second DC one is so fun.
Heroes Unite.
But anyway, so they released an expansion pack for the game. It was like 15, 20 bucks or whatever. But it was a bunch of new cards, new heroes.
You get co-op hero, a group of co-op heroes, and then additional more versus heroes.
Yeah, and they released an alternate like way of playing the game so that you're no longer playing against each other. It's actually a co-op play. They're called crisis cards. Steve had a problem with one or two of them. He was very upset about it.
I found that a lot of my problem with the co-op crisis thing is it seems like most of it is designed to artificially increase the length of the gameplay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make it more fun to play longer. You know, because normally a game of like DC deck building or whatever, they'll take like half hour, 45 minutes.
It takes like no time at all to play.
Half hour, 45 minutes. You know, we all play these games frequently. We played Crysis for like 3 hours. And it didn't feel like anyone was doing anything wrong. It's just that it so grossly inflated the playtime. It left a horrible taste in my mouth, and I never want to play it again.
Yeah, some of these seem like they'd be like pretty quick, like A Death in the Family. Each player must destroy a defense card in his hand. That's not hard.
You'd be surprised.
I mean, it'll take a while, but you realize that in order to beat this crisis, everyone has to at least buy a defense card. And when you buy those defense cards to know that you're going to have to destroy one eventually.
You also have to clear all the villains out of the lineup at all times. All to beat any crisis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There can be no villains in the lineup. And then, and that's another one that makes that countdown one really miserable because Lobo is, there's only 2 7 cards I can think of. Lobo and Wonder Woman. Lobo doesn't work because he's a villain. So you can't use him to satisfy condition of the crisis. So like if you don't have Wonder Woman.
Man of Steel 7.
Man of Steel's 8.
Oh,
maybe, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. 7 is really hard to find.
Yeah.
So and So I thought that was really shitty. There's another one too. There's a couple of them, but it seemed more like rather than producing more of a challenge. That's the other thing too. Did not feel that we were in any danger of losing the game at any point. Like at all. So it's like 3 hours of a foregone conclusion, and it's like okay, well we're gonna win. I guess we're gonna keep playing.
Yeah, I mean, but
it was. Shit. I would never suggest it. However, the new versus mode characters are sweet.
Yeah, they are.
And then there's a few other cards that they have that are good
too. Some of the stuff in here is like really cool. The powers, the villains that they added are fun. All of that stuff. And the super and the heroes. Some of these are pretty shitty. I mean,
dude, Swamp Thing? So good.
Swamp Thing is so good. I know. He's like, oh, every location out there I get to use. Oh, that's awesome. I'm like,
Swamp Thing is the jam.
Flash blows again.
Flash is awesome. What are you talking about?
You go first. Once during each of your turns, you have to play.
That's the co-op Flash.
Oh, that's the co-op Flash?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you have that. There's the Crisis, and then there's just the regular superheroes.
There's a split of characters.
I see, yeah.
Because all the ones that are Crisis, you don't want to play them in Versus because they help your other players.
yeah, exactly.
It's like Wonder Woman destroys cards for everyone.
Yeah, but the regular Versus superheroes are pretty good. Constantine, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Did you watch God Hand, by the way?
The game for PlayStation 2 was inspired by Fist of the North Star and or known as Hokuto no Ken.
The TV show Gotham.
Oh, Gotham. I thought you said God Hand.
Gotham. G-O-T-H-A-M. Gotham.
Well, now you understand my confusion.
Yes.
No, I didn't. It looked fucking stupid. And the one thing I heard about it was that it was the OC.
You know what the problem with it is like, it's always like, they never, it was like too much information all at once. And they were like, all right, Penguin. I don't like being called Penguin. Oh, that guy's the Penguin. I get it now.
Here's the problem with superhero TV shows. They're fucking stupid.
Somebody save me.
Superhero TV shows are bad. They will always be bad.
I love Arrow.
Except for the early 90s Flash. That was pretty sweet. I mean, I liked that when I was a kid. I haven't seen him forever.
That's terrible.
I do know Mark Hamill's in it. I liked it when I was a kid. If I remember correctly. Yeah.
I liked it when I was a kid too, but it's terrible. I really liked Arrow. Arrow was really fun.
Just because you like to see the butt, the Arrow butt. Oh, wait, do they show his butt?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just like butt.
I don't know if they do.
I'm like Tina from Bob's Burgers. I just love butts. But yeah, so I haven't played the expansion yet. I'm looking very much forward to it. It looked very cool, so I'm excited about it.
I highly recommend the using of the things in the verses.
Using of the things in the verses?
Yeah, I don't like the Crisis.
That's fine.
Oh, the biggest thing, too, is you have to defeat both the Crisis and the villain, etc. Like, you have to do it. I don't know. I thought it was, like, it should have been, like, a package deal. Like, the Crisis should have added a modifier to the... Because, you know, you can keep the villain deck random. The Crisis could have just added a cost modifier to the villain. So the villain costs 14 or whatever. To win, you need to fulfill the requirements of the Crisis and pay off the villain. Just be like, meh, there you go.
Meh. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. It
just felt very bloated, like, come on. It's like, we're not going to lose. We're going to fucking win.
It just takes up too much time.
Yeah,
it's just and like, plus, it's co-op, and you hate co-op.
No, not always. I really like the Lord of the Rings LCG, and that's co-op.
Yeah, but if you were playing with someone who really didn't know how to play, you'd be like, ah!
No.
And the other thing I brought that...
Lord of the Rings LCG is that well-designed.
The other thing that I brought that was kind of fun is...
Butt action tank war?
Tank war! Vroom, 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 vroom. Tanks are going across the battlefield. I like it. It's good. That's all I really wanted to say about it.
Butt action.
It's just fun. It's tanks. It's like... I know that... You have issues with historical gaming, which I don't disagree with, because trust me, I've like looked into some Flames of War stuff and other games, and I just like I see the people playing it, I'm just like, fuck, I am not getting involved
you
with
are
this.
One of them now.
I am not one of them.
The hooks are. See, that's the thing. You can say that now, and you might even not fully be, but the claws are in you.
The claws are in my balls.
The claws are in you.
The claws
in
the balls.
The tendrils, the shadowy tendrils are coming out from the dark corners of the earth. They're ensnaring you. Just a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
And soon, before you know it, you'll be wearing suspenders and an old man cap.
perhaps
even a trilby.
I would... No trilby, but I would like to wear suspenders. Suspenders are awesome.
See? It's already happening.
I've never had a problem with suspenders. With a pinstripe shirt. With a pinstripe shirt. It's good at slimming. It works really well for that. I just feel like bolt action is kind of like exact.
I believe you mean butt action.
Sorry. Butt action is the reason why. It's everything that I reason why I wanted to get into games like 40K and things like that. Like that platoon level.
Cool Space Marines.
No, I never fucking liked Space Marines. God, your farts are fucking rank today.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know how Nikki puts up with it.
I finally got you.
I mean, you really have. but the it's everything that butt action is everything I've liked about that type of game. Platoon level, moving around, playing with toy tanks.
Flame tanks?
Yeah, except for flame tanks. Alessio Capitori did like a discussion of the rules. He's like, yeah, some people have said that, you know, flamethrowers on the tanks are a little overpowered. But I don't really think they're that bad. And everyone was just like, punching holes in drywall, flipping tables. I literally think a bunch of nerds attempted to assault Normandy to take him out.
You know, that's because Alessio Cavatore, he came to game. He knows how to play.
I think he came to troll is what he did. Yeah. He was just like, yeah, you know.
Was a Skaven player.
He was. He was a bit, you know, there's no Rick... Rick Priestley, is that the other guy?
The orc guy?
Yeah. No, Priestley did Bretonians.
Yeah, exactly. He's no Rick Priestley.
You know what? I wanted to talk about this last week. I totally forgot about it. But apparently the fluff for Warhammer The End is really cool. I know Steve's making the jerky motion because he's drinking liquid. But I just was like, I was like, oh, they did that? That sounds pretty cool. But I still don't know anybody who's going to pay like $300 to get Robux for an edition that's going away. So,
and the dark necromancer in the deep pyramid, Nagash, used his evil necromantic powers to summon undead. And with his giant army of the undead, he assaulted the Empire, something that had never been seen before in the history of everything, except for the last fucking 8 times it happened.
But
dog shit. If you think the Warhammer Fantasy fluff is good, you've got some super questionable taste.
I like the Warhammer Fantasy.
It's goddamn generic fantasy.
I know, but that's what I like about it.
Okay, that's fine. But saying you like generic fantasy is different than being like invested in the fucking.
Oh yeah, I'm not invested in it. I mean. I'm not. I like it. I think
I'm
it's
talking
fun.
About like the same people who are just like can recount all the adventures of Dritzt to you. Like, and this one time he was fighting with 2 katana blades on the top of a stairwell. And
have
then,
you read the latest Horse Heresy book, Horses Balls?
That's got nothing in the latest Dritzt book, Dritzt Nuts.
But in Horses Balls, Ingmar goes through a 12-chapter journey into his own psyche.
Yeah, well, in Dritzt Nuts, he manages to take that one guy, Elminster, and he totally jerks him off.
I know your hatred for Elminster. I don't know why. But.
I now just described Dritzt Stewart and jerking off Elminster.
I have a lot of Kickstarter stuff that I want to go over.
Does it have anything to do with Elminster ejaculating?
No, it does not
Dritzt's
have Elminster jacking up. Well, he's that.
Dritzt I said ejaculating.
Oh,
on Dritzt's
I think you said
face.
Jacking.
No.
I was like,
he's
I
getting jacked.
Dritzt is jacking
yeah,
him
yes.
into his face. Yeah.
And you never notice if he gets it in his hair.
No. Because his hair is all
stark white.
Yeah, stark white. Yeah. Unless yes. Elminster's jism is perhaps a different color.
I guess it could be. He could just enchant it.
It is the Forgotten Realm, Steve.
It is. There's a lot of powerful magic going on.
There's
around.
A lot of powerful magic.
Hello, my name is Elminster, sex wizard.
I just like the concept of saying, well, there's a lot of powerful magic going on. That's like the ultimate nerd thing to say and to punctuate a cover. It's one of those things that if we were at the bunker and we heard that in the corner, we would just be dying laughing because we'd be saying it constantly.
Yep.
Hoisted by my own
and
petard.
The shot scattered directly back onto his own tank. Oh, what a game.
I guess you could say I was hoisted by my own petard.
Oh, man.
Okay, so something that we didn't talk about.
Shitlords.
Reaper doing another Kickstarter after their bounce.
Not Battletech?
They're doing the Battletech.
No,
thing.
No. Not Battletech.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's CAV, Strike Operations.
Also known as Not Battletech.
Yeah. They're better looking figs than Battletech. That's one of someone on the fucking Facebook page commented about BattleTech. Like, you guys play BattleTech? I'm like, Steve once again is drinking liquid.
Yes, if anyone was playing BattleTech.
Okay, but I mean, if you're doing it on the Facebook page, you should know our hatred of not a hatred, but our just general disinterest in large robot games.
BattleTech, why?
Why are you playing that game? You got like 3 years to play a game? Go ahead, do it. But no, but someone mentioned it on there, and I was just like, fucking. And I was looking at the BattleTech figures, the new ones that come out.
The video games are good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not gonna argue about the video games. They're not really great, but they're good.
For the time when they came out, they were fucking awesome.
They were. It was just like a simulator. Like, oh my god, my gun is overheating. This is insane.
Oh shit. I'm fucking taking fire.
Taking fire. I can't see him.
And fucking riding around in the elemental, just like jumping over battle mechs, shooting down in the cockpits. I used to blow out my friend when we used to do a direct internet connection versus battle.
Oh, you, sir.
We'd dial up,
you,
call
sir.
Each other.
Yeah, I would. I never really got to play that because I didn't have the internet until 2001 in my house. But we had, I did play a lot of Dark Forces back then.
Did you get America Online?
I don't remember what we had. I think my dad had CompuServe.
Oh, we had America Online.
My dad had CompuServe. My mom didn't have internet till like 2004, so. But yeah, and I had high-speed internet cable at school, and I was just like, fuck yeah, porn at DSL speeds!
DSL is so fast, nothing will ever be faster.
Well, technically my internet connection is about as fast as my... It's my college fucking connection.
Wah-nap,
Comcast. But yeah, I was looking at the Battletech figures and I was just like, these still look fucking, like, who would design a fucking mech that has a face on it? Steve, who would design a mech that had a face on it?
My favorite Battletech mechs are the eggs. They're just, they look like an egg with feet. I love those.
Or it's got like a fucking axe. Why would someone build
an axe?
Hatchet
Man? Dude, the Hatchet Man's a classic. You can't knock the Hatchet Man.
No, you can, because why would it have an axe?
Because like, it's there to hit other mechs.
I get it. Back in the, you know, fucking 80s and early 90s when you were originally sculpting this, yes, you could get a little goofy. I've seen minis from back then. They were usually terrible. There would be people who sculpt goblins taking dumps. Like, and then people would like think it was funny. Like, that goblin's pooping.
Well, it's because you gotta hit the other mech with your axe.
But why? Why?
He doesn't just have an axe. He also has a gun.
Justify that to me in any way, shape,
guns
or form.
Guns run out of bullets?
But you think an axe would do any more damage than hitting it with a fist?
I mean, it's a super mega powerful axe with a power blade, so yeah.
It has a power blade, sir. Powerful magics are at work.
Power blade. Yeah. You're completely disregarding the struggles that House Steiner went through to design the Hatchet Man. It's one of the most, don't go through the Steiner debate again. I don't need the Steiner debate. It's one of the most ubiquitous battle mechs out there, okay? And I don't need you disrespecting
there's a reason why the Jade Falcon don't use it. It's useless.
It's because they're clan warriors and they have no honor.
You, sir, have no honor in your negative desperations of Cliff the Jade Falcon.
Look, we were trying to talk about the Hatchet Man's axe here.
You're trying to derail
the topic. it's useful in scenarios where you need to knock down buildings. You can knock down a building with it, and you wouldn't have to.
Why would it be more useful than a fist?
Because you're not damaging your mech you're piloting.
Yes, you are, because the hatchet is part of the mech.
It's not part of the mech. It's a weapon that he holds. Good God, man.
He doesn't pick it up.
Do your research.
It's not part
of the mech. It's a separate piece. God, next you're going to tell me the Atlas is stupid. He has a goddamn skull for a face. It's totally badass.
As I say, I understand that back in the day, but like we can get past that. Like, oh, the Hatchet Man's a classic. Yeah, it's a classic, but the classic doesn't necessarily need to be in this modern version of the game. GW got rid of the squats as much as I love them, and I think they are classic. They're like, you know what? Squats are kind of stupid. We shouldn't have them in the new edition of 40K. And then like everyone's like, yeah, pretty much, yeah. And so they moved forward from that. And there's still people like, hey, what about squats? Just like if Battletech got rid of the Hatchet Man, there'd be people like, hey, what about the Hatchet Man? The Hatchet Man was stupid. I like the Hatchet Man. So, that's my only argument for debate.
Get the Mad Cat.
The Mad Cats looks cool. I mean, it's not great, but it's cool looking.
Yeah. I mean, most of the mechs in Battletech look really bad, just in general.
But I mean, like, how hard is it to design a big robot? I was designing big robots when I was, like, 3.
I'm sure they looked really cool, Joe.
They did.
I'm sure they looked awesome.
They had
awesome.
Guns and axes. They had a giant power axe.
He had an axe sticking out of his ass. This is in case anyone gets behind him.
That's exactly it. That's like, the Hatchet Man is a giant robot designed by an 8-year-old sitting in fucking school, like, this is a big robot, and there's a guy driving it right up here on the head, and he has an axe, because in case he's got to fight other robots, the axe is the most useful weapon in fighting giant robots.
Well, like, the melee weapons of Battletech, kind of like, they're definitely, like, pretty sketchy, because Battletech mechs are so fucking slow.
But they're not real. You could justify it. You could say this mech is super fast. It runs at like 400 miles an hour. And people would be like,
but there's no Battletech mech that moves that fast.
I know, but you could just say it because it's made up.
But no, you can't, because there's a list of things you can say. It's a game. There's a list of things you can say.
Yeah, but
that you
could, someone could write a book literally and say like
super fast mechs. But that doesn't put it into the game.
That doesn't put it into the game?
No. Like, how does that put it in the game? I could write that, like, Superman has a 20-inch dick that he uses all the time, literally all the time. And that doesn't mean that in the next Superman comic book, he's just going to be deep-dicking everything.
Have you read Grant Morrison's latest run?
No. No, Kiwi, you don't understand.
Don't bring this guy back. I don't want anything to do with this guy.
I love that guy.
I'd much rather deal with Epic Katana guy.
Sorry, man. It's the Immaculate Katana guy.
Immaculate Katana guy. I'd much rather deal with him than the nerd guy who tries to school me on fluff. I've had enough of that guy throughout my life.
I'll be bringing that guy back. that guy's going back in the archives. He's going to come back out at some point.
Like the Disney archives, bringing him back. The other
I could make the kind of money that Disney gets when they release something from the archives.
Oh, fuck. Did I tell you about my epic win as a father? As a dad? My dad win? I talked about this in the last podcast. I don't know for sure, but I go to my, you know, Half Price Books and all that, and I ended up finding a copy of The Lion King on Blu-ray for $15.
I believe you mean Blur.
It was like Willy Wonka. I just expected an old man to go, "Run home, Joe! Run home!" Like, da 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 da.
Lion King is terrible.
Yeah, but when you have a 3-year-old who loves The Lion King, you take that opportunity and you win.
But that's your fault.
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's just what you do when you're a dad.
No. The fact that your kid likes The Lion King is your fault. You could have just put on Aladdin instead, but you put on the fucking Lion King. All right, well, then you just put on Aladdin.
She likes Aladdin. She likes her favorite is right now is Tangled. So, she's a girl.
Tangled,
yeah.
I like Tangled.
Did you?
Am I a girl now?
Yeah, you're a big fluffy girl.
Why don't you go on Tumblr?
Steve shaking his head. That's right.
You're a disappointment to us all, Joe.
I know. Also, another one. Did you know that Cool Mini or Not bought Rotten Bones?
The fuck is Rotten Bones?
Ram and Bones.
What the fuck is Ramen Bones? Other than sounding like a soup.
Yeah, I was like, it's not the soup. It's R-O-N and Bones. They actually, and they changed it to Rum and Bolts. Apparently, it was like a, Ron is like a foreign version of the word rum. So who the fuck knows? But anyway, it's a pirate game. I'm sure you've seen the figures. They were, I think, the guys had the sculptor had another subset called Tales of War. Very cool looking stuff. But apparently,
who gives a shit about pirates?
People love pirates. What's that one pirate game that fucking everyone loves? God damn it! It's been around for a long ass time, and now I can't think of the name of it.
The one where you build the ships out of the cardboard?
Yes, that one.
The other one's just called Pirates.
Yeah. No, these are the figures if you want to take a look.
7C?
No. I cannot think of the name, but it's like it's a small skirmish game where you build a warband around pirates. And it's not historical. It's actually more fantasy-based. It's really cool, actually. But, so Cool Mini or Not bought this, and they're putting out another Kickstarter for it soon. So, I like the figures. I don't know if I would do the Kickstarter, but because it'd probably be expensive as fuck. Because I remember those figures were expensive as fuck.
I don't know. Looks stupid.
Looks stupid.
Looks dumb.
Yeah. Well, anyway, actually, I think the figures look great. I think they have good paint jobs on them, though. So, to be honest. And also, to update on Kickstarters, Wrath of King's still not out yet.
Yes.
All right, Steve. So,
delicious Schadenfreude.
Laughing at my misery. So, Steve, do you have any gaming stuff to add aside from like Cons of Tarkir or whatever? Have you?
What? Games? What?
Yeah.
Dildos?
Do you have anything about
action?
I wanted to talk about games this podcast because people gave us a lot of shit on the last one for not talking about games. So
I don't care what people say.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they can say whatever they want. As long as they say it on our iTunes and give us a 1-star review.
Well, no, I don't want a 1-star review. I want 4 stars, but they can say whatever they want. Or 5 stars, whatever.
Why can't we have a 1-star?
Because that brings us down in the rankings. I want to go up in the rankings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, if everyone could give us really negative max star reviews, that would be awesome.
That's what I want! Like, people don't understand
that
this.
That would be sweet.
Like, I was talking with Pat Beal of the past retro video game reviews, and I'm just like, and he's like, I completely agree with you. You go to these the top 200 podcasts. There are people who haven't updated in like 3 years, and they're like up there. I don't know how iTunes works. Of some magic, there must be like it's like Willow, where the person is like, "We'll consult the bones," and they throw the bones down, and they're like, and he's like, "The bones tell me nothing." Yeah, it's like
that peck's kind of an acorn.
Peck.
Out of the way, peck.
I
love that movie.
That movie is unfairly maligned. That is one
people
of
people don't like that movie.
There are people who hate that movie.
That's not cool.
You know, and it came out when I was really young. It's a fucking great fantasy.
So good. Mad Mardigan.
No, the best part is where he goes,
Mad Mardigan.
The best part is like, you are the greatest. And he's like at the sword. And, like, and then he falls. And then Val Kilmer marries Joanne Whalley.
And he steps in troll shit.
He trolls. I hate trolls.
Brad. I got the baby.
We go this way.
Oh, man. The movie's good.
You're pigs. You're all pigs.
Good stuff.
It really is. And then you got General KO with his skull mask.
The sweet ass skull mask.
Yeah.
That guy's right out of a fucking 80s cartoon.
Oh, it's so good. And I, you know, my claim to my one of my hardcore nerds, like on my. Like my badges on my nerd card is I actually read the books that George Lucas wrote about After Willow called I think it was Shadow Moon and I can't remember the name of the other one.
That when I played the NES game.
Well, who didn't play the NES game?
Oh, a lot of people apparently. Yeah.
They hated. I don't understand how people hate Willow. You know why Willow failed? Because there was no good Willow toys when it came out.
That's probably
there was
accurate.
No like three and a half inch action figures for Willow.
Gremlins. It's got Judge Reinhold in it.
Steven Spielberg. I call the stand Steven Spielberg. Objection, Your Honor.
May I mention you weren't in any Steven Spielberg movies either? I was in Gremlins.
But not Gremlins 2.
I'll allow it.
Spielberg only produced Gremlins. But
the power of myth.
Speaking of which, have you seen Tusk?
No, not yet. Right. Did you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I want to see it.
I've heard completely opposite ends of the spectrum reviews. I have not heard anyone say the movie was like, it was okay. Like people either really, really liked it or they fucking hated it.
I thought Red State was okay. I wasn't like...
I liked Red State.
I wasn't like great, but I was like, okay.
But Red State's not anything... No, I didn't hear that kind of division with Red State.
Yeah, no, I like, didn't either. Red State was a pretty solid horror film.
Yeah, Tusk has been... Fucking!
I'm a big fan of Smodcast, and I actually heard that episode where he talked about that, and I'm like, this is a terrible idea for a movie. It sounds like something that like me and you would make fun of on the podcast. Like, let's do a cartoon about half human, half dinosaurs.
Well, I think it's the point. I think that's the point. I think it's supposed to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, it's not supposed to be funny. It's more like it's a horror comedy, sort of
a comedy,
if you will, like Telenoir Grover. But yeah, that whole concept. But aside from that, we're running low on time.
There is Cans of Terriker. They came out.
Yeah,
the new Magical card set. It's very, very, very popular.
Can't keep it in stock.
Yeah, and in case you're wondering, in case anyone's ever wondering why we talk about Magic, is like I don't think people who don't play Magic or like work in the games industry or anything, I don't think people realize how much Magic is the games industry.
Yeah.
Like, your favorite game, if it's not Magic, no one cares.
Yeah.
Your game could disappear tomorrow entirely, and no one would notice.
But do you have any other gaming stuff besides that?
Not really. When Magic comes out, there's, like, this fucking vacuum. It's just, like, things are avoided. I mean, the Monster Manual came out.
The
Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I got your money, man.
All right. But there's a vacuum of like release around there. I mean, there's a bunch of new games coming out and they're all sold out because they're super popular, like Dead of Winter. That game's sold out. Like, you got to get it. If your store has it, get it.
I looked at it. I wasn't like really impressed by the play mechanics of it.
It's a hot game. So I wash my hands of the hot games because people are just like, it's hot. People are going to play it because it's hot and lots of people are going to play it. Like,
yeah.
Games steamroll just like movies do. So.
Yeah, the only thing that's coming out that I'm really excited about is
the Star Wars Armada.
Star Wars Armada. That's the only one that I'm kind of like, oh yeah, I'm into this. I'm gonna see big ships and little fleets. I can handle this. I'll put this in my butt.
You're gonna have a triangle shaped anus.
No, not if I put the Mon Cal cruiser up there.
Ooh, the Mon Cal. Nice. You can hit it. We can end with a shelf with your artisanal dildos.
My artisanal dildos.
Yeah, artisanal dildos. Real thing.
That's
actually
a real thing. I'm aware of artisanal
awesome.
Dildos.
Yeah. get a big wood block.
I've never heard them referred to as artisanal dildos, but I know what you're talking about.
You order a kit. You get a big wood block. You get a polishing cloth. You get a whittling knife, and you whittle yourself a dildo out of this block, which you polish yourself. And now you have an artisanal dildo.
I don't know why you do that. You could do. There's power tools that are available that would be much more useful with that.
You know, it's a less personal connection.
You put it on a nice 12-inch lathe, you just let it spin, and you get yourself. You go, even if you don't want to buy the nice expensive ones, you could go to Harbor Freight and get yourself a couple files and just let it spin, and then you could carve it down to the size you want.
You can also get
it
your celebration.
It just takes a little bit of practice.
You can also get your celebration.
I would recommend
quote.
Using some hardwood to practice on that you could get it at the Home Depot for pretty cheap.
Woodworking jokes don't work. No, nobody knows what you're talking
then
about.
Then you go out to a nice lumber yard and you get yourself some walnut. You get yourself some...
Walnuts are pretty delicious.
You get yourself some... I'm talking the hardwood or some coffee.
Coffee's also wood, really good.
And you just do it right from there. You just... Yeah, you put the... Make sure you're wearing your glasses and you don't have a tie on when
you
use the lathe.
Do you grind the walnuts and put them in the coffee?
Yes, that's exactly what you do.
Do you add some nutmeg in there?
One last thing before we end the podcast.
The celebration blanket?
Coming up next week is one of my favorite things in gaming, which is the Games Plus auction, one of my favorite things. I will give, of course, on the next one, my kind of review of where I think the gaming industry and where the local Chicagoland, when I say local Chicagoland, Chicagoland is a huge fucking gaming community, but where this where the shift is going to. I am expecting probably a dump of either Star Wars or Star Trek Armada. I think people may be slightly moving out of that. Star Wars is still huge.
I expect a dump of Dystopian Wars.
Dystopian Wars is dead. Spartan Games fucking screwing themselves in at least this region because they are zero support. They're zero, like, trying to build a community, anything like that. And the funny thing is like, I emailed them numerous times about, you know, like, hey, you know, I would like to do this, or hey, I think this would be great, or hey, you know, like, do you want to do it? Never gotten a single response from them. So I'm like, well, fuck you guys. I probably emailed some do not reply email address for all I fucking know. But yeah,
seems likely.
There was zero support, and it's a great, like, they have so many great games that it's just like, well, fuck you, you know? I mean, I know you don't agree with the exploding dice rules, but. Or was that you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And someone else that does not like the exploding. Redman does not like the exploding dice rules for that game.
I like. Does it use D6s?
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't really like it. I like exploding dice on D10s.
Well, whatever. But yeah, it uses the D6s. I mean, I really like the rule set, and I think it's a fun small game with boats and spaceships that are, or whatever your passion or pleasure is. But they fucking screwed the pooch. That those games are dead in the Chicagoland region. So. But yeah, I'm thinking that the Star Trek and Star Wars might be going. Those might be on the wayside.
If you're talking about X-Wing, I don't think so. Star Trek maybe, but not X-Wing.
You don't X-Wing, there's not much to expand. I mean, they did the Rebel Aces expansion, and then they're going to have that third, like, Black Sun, fleet or whatever they want to call it, playable race, but I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's... It's going to be as big. And it's just like a lot of repaints. So that's the only reason. It's like Star Wars stuff is great.
People
but
who are playing X-Wing just suck up the repaints anyway, so I don't even care.
Well, the thing is that Star Wars is not that deep of a license. Like, you think it's deep, but it's not really that deep.
I mean, Star Wars is just stupid.
Yeah. However, that Star Wars
the Rebel. The power of myth.
Did you see the Star Wars Rebel cartoon? The preview for
it? It looks dumb.
I think it looks great.
I bet you like the Clone Wars, too.
Some of it's good. Did you see the Jenny Tartakovsky one, the original?
You mean the silent shorts?
Yeah.
Yes,
those
were good.
Fucking awesome.
But the entirety of those things are like less than a normal episode of a cartoon show.
I know. Anyway, aside from that.
So yes, Star Wars works very well in 3-minute segments with no dialogue.
All right, so go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You could follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You could follow Steve at SteveLikesDildosUpHisAss.com. Artisanal dildos up his ass.
Yeah, you dickhead.
Sorry.
You fucking douche lord.
And
please address all messages to Joe as attention douche lord.
Actually, you know how many emails I get that say, like, you know, like, Steve sucks. Hey, guys, I love your podcast. And, you know, that's like, it's like, that is the message right up there.
I'd be willing to get almost none.
I have one right now. I could pull it up. I
something you wrote yourself. It doesn't really matter.
Okay, well, if we're going that way. So yeah, go, he's at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page, /Game Classy. Yeah, we're pretty good about that. There's more people who like Rum and Bones, by the way, on Facebook than like our Facebook page.
Our Facebook page is like almost no likes. at all.
We're like North Korea, man.
You might as well not mention it because people who listen to this podcast don't like it.
But yes, please, when look for us on the iTunes. Leave us a nice 5-star review. You could say we blow, we suck. Steve's got Hershey Kiss nipples.
Leave a 1-star review.
But no, do not leave a 1-star review, please. You can put a 4-star, put a 5-star. Maybe even 3-star if you're not quite, if you're quite on the fence. But you know, if you don't want to put a 3-star, don't put anything.
That's make sure you inform everyone how vulgar we are.
God, that Byzantine guy.
It's so fucking good.
I just don't get it. Like
anything but classy.
Anything but classy. Also, look for us on YouTubes. We do have that there. People seem to like the YouTubes. I don't know why.
Although we like the video, the views on that thing are fucking random as piss.
Yeah.
Like two of them we have are like at 300 something and the other ones are like at 50. It's like, what?
12.
Yeah, it's like, how is this a thing?
Yeah. It's a constant reminder whenever I look at those numbers of just like, what the fuck am
how
I doing?
How unpopular
with my,
we are.
What the fuck am I doing with my life? Jesus Christ.
How in fact that in reality our podcast is listened to by about 20 people.
We actually have a decent, it's like I look at the numbers and I'm like, oh, we have a good viewership, you know, we got a good fan base and everything like that. And then I'm just like, I look and it's like people who like Rum and Bones on Facebook, like 3,000 people. I'm like, what the fuck? God, people like a fucking crazy ass pirate miniature game sculpted by a bunch of Spanish people.
Spaniards. They prefer Spaniards.
I refuse to call them that. The only person I will call a Spaniard is Russell Crowe in Gladiator. But aside from that,
I've come for my revenge.
So, Steve, until next week.
You can order your artisanal dildos at www.artisanaldildos.com.
Game classy.